Hi guys, welcome to Pillow Talks.
One wants to jump. He's not dressed to jump.
Oh,
Maria,
what are you gonna rob from him? Simple oyster he doesn't have. So what are you robbing from him?
Yo, you chill out, man. Chill out, man.
He knows this.
This is turning into a roll session for real.
He's been knowing this.
Shout out to you, G.
And you know what's mad? Let me even top that. He called me the other day.
Oh boy.
And then he's like, I've done something mad. I'm there like, this was,
story.
I was there like, what happened? He was like, this girl came to my house. And I was like, okay. And then he was like, oh, we're basically getting to know each other. And she wouldn't leave my house. So I called the police. And I was like, okay.
Is that Cap?
I was like, Cap!
For all we know.
Bunny, let me tell you, with a capital C, capital A, and a capital P.
Full stop.
And then I'm telling him, like, you're getting to know this girl. You don't know where she lives. You're telling me you don't know her surname, but you guys have been speaking for 7 months and you're still getting to know each other for 7 months. When are you going to ask her for her age? What, two years of speaking?
And then you ask.
And then he's there like, he's like, don't do this. This is not why I was like, why did you call me? Because I need to sleep. Like, I honestly need to sleep.
Can I ask you a question? Why did you pick up?
No caller ID, please. Listen, will I know?
Why'd you pick up?
I've applied for jobs.
They want to be calling you on no call.
No. Some do.
Because they use the actual number.
Because I work at night, yeah? Right. So it's during the morning, like it's during the day that I sleep. So if you're calling me at that time, I'm thinking, you know.
Job.
It wasn't.
So why don't you just pick up? Stay silent, let the other person make the move first.
And because he was silent as well.
You're dead off the phone.
This man is...
I'll lock off the call if everyone knows. Are we just breathing here?
Yeah. Like, lock off the phone.
He's done that before.
Listen, you guys say I'm toxic, please. Auntie, she knew who called her.
Exactly. So you're just entertaining at this point, really.
Honestly, he makes for good podcast stories. So.
No, he actually does.
I say keep him around.
A lot of people... You know what? A lot of people will come and now think I'm speaking about seven different people. No, it's just one person.
So this is the one that's traumatized.
No. He's not the one. He's just been
that
entertainment.
Traumatize anyone, that one, trust me. He'll be the one that will end up traumatized.
No, he's been traumatized.
Right, can I ask you that a question?
Yeah.
I'm going off of your stories for days.
Yes, that's what he was doing as well.
Alright, brother, I can't even help you no more.
No, don't help him. You embarrass yourself.
You embarrass yourself.
His own friend, best friend, couldn't even help him. Don't do it.
On that note, okay, what is your opinions on side chicks? Side things, not just side chicks, side things in general. If you're in a relationship and you're a girl, you have a side thing.
Guys asked me to be my side nigga.
Huh?
Men will proudly do that.
Two have asked me to be.
She said two.
Two awesome.
The emphasis.
I said, am I not worthy of an actual relationship that you want to be my side man?
But I don't even have a main and you want to be my side.
Man, am I asking to be sides?
Yes.
That's tough.
For me. I don't
know who it's tough on. That's tough either way.
I've been a side girl.
Did you know?
No.
That's tough.
I found out later on.
How did you not know though? Because his signs though.
Oh no, this man was good.
God, let me hear this.
This man, his girlfriend.
My name John Knowles.
I feel like I was a side chick at a point.
Nah, he was fucking good. So basically, me and him. No, me and him lived 10 minutes away from each other. And his girlfriend lives in Portsmouth.
Oh, shit.
So I saw him nearly every single day.
I like the way I'm shocked, like I've never heard this before.
Yeah, so I saw him every single day. But on weekends, he had to go and visit his auntie in Portsmouth. So the way I found out that this girl existed, was mad. So obviously, me and my cousin... I was about to say at the time.
Cousin at the time.
Okay, close family. because yeah, me and a close family friend at the time were talking, and her man was his friend. Yeah. And then you know when you give a man good head,
London place is small.
You know when you give a man good head, he'll be spilling secrets that he's not supposed to be spilling. So he goes and tells my family friend that, you know, thingy has a girlfriend. She comes and tells me, and she's like,
wait, he gave her good.
No, she gave him good. Like, it was good to the point this man was spilling secrets he's not allowed to ever spill in his life.
So a friend of his, a friend of his.
Yes.
Okay, and she, a girl that you know did the okay.
And then,
see, that's snaking.
It was pillow talk though. Nah. It was pillow talk.
You see?
So then obviously she's like, we need to talk. She came to me on a vibe of we need to talk, and I was like, why are you bare serious? Mind you, me and him just had like a little cute like situation.
That's tough.
So then she's like, thing has a girlfriend, and I was like, no, he doesn't. I was so quick. I was there like, no, he doesn't. First of all, yeah, he went to like my old school sixth form. Yeah. So it's like, even after sixth form, I went to college, he went to sixth form, so after we would see each other. After, it's like, it was like an everyday, so I'm there thinking,
I see you so often, how,
like, he basically,
is that possible,
bro? When
day and night,
mate, when our parents decided to do trips, we were basically doing up sleepover, so I'm there thinking, where did you, like, where was it, makes Uganda? No sense. No
Niger boy.
No
Ghana.
No
Congo.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm lost.
Where's it? Caribbean?
Zimbabwe.
Ah.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
So I was just there like,
sounds like a different breed.
I was there like, you know what, yeah, this is not, I'm not doing this. Not right now. That's the flex that I was at. Because I was there like, I'm not doing this right now. So obviously I called a girl that goes to his sixth form, who's also my friend that I went to school with, and I was like, yo, like, what the hell? This girl, like, me and the family friend, yeah, I knew she had a thing for him. So to me it was kind of like, are you just trying to say this to be malicious?
Off. Yeah.
Or, you know. So the then ones, the girl's like, no, he likes you, like, there's no other girlfriend, blah blah blah. And then she was like, give me a second. So she calls his friend that he hangs around with, who also likes her. And then he's like
mad.
He's like, yeah, he does. He has. And he had interested it. So, and then he was like, yeah, he has a girlfriend in Portsmouth.
He even gave location. This friend is bad. This location. Friend is bad.
So the next time the brother came to see me.
See, when I say man, them are chatty patties.
Oh, men gossip.
Locations like that.
Men gossip.
A whole location.
So then obviously the next time he came, the next time I saw him, no, I went to his house. The next time I went to his house, like, we must have went
for arguments. I
yeah.
Up the place and leave.
Jesus. So basically we must have went to some party. We went to a party. We went to a party, and then he was like, oh, how are you guys getting home? I was there like, oh, like, you know, the way we came. Pardon me. And then he was like, nah, let's like jump in our car, and like, you know, when we get to my house, I'll drop you home. I said, okay, cool. We're not talking the whole way. We're not talking. We get to his house, and I was like, come upstairs. He really thought it was what it was. It wasn't. So I was like, come upstairs. And then he's like, he's looking at his friends. I'm there thinking, no. So I was like, come upstairs. And I was like, close the door. I was like, lock it, in fact. I was like, sit down.
Man will think they're about here playing with a brother.
He'll think he's about to get the good.
Yeah, he's taking off his
3,000 with double hands.
The only thing he had on was shorts.
What?
3,000.
No one.
Blood fire.
3,000.
Blood fire.
Double hands.
And then obviously he's sitting down on the bed like, raw, like, you know, I just thought I was going to drop you out. I was like, so girlfriend. He was like, huh? I was like, girlfriend. I was like, how long have I been fucking with you? Girlfriend. When were you going to tell me about girlfriend? He was like, what do you mean? I was like, girlfriend. Where did this girlfriend come from?
Where's she from?
And like, obviously back in them days, I was so aff. So I looked like I was going to beat the shit out of him. You should have seen this man's face. His face was like... if it was possible for him to go red, he would have gone red. I was like, girlfriend, I looked at him and I was like, of everything that we have been through, girlfriend is what you're presenting. It's like, I don't have a girlfriend. Like, me and you, I was like, there's too many people that have told me. Like, bro,
like the
guy from your sixth form, your own boy in your own squad has told me, has let me know. And like, your best friend has also, at this point, everyone's snaking him.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't know what you did to them for them to be this disloyal, but
yeah,
girlfriend,
that's mad disloyal.
I just went to him, girlfriend. He was like, Maria, let me. I was like, nope, there's no explaining. I was like, get your trousers on, take me home. This is the end of this. Like, I was like, you have made me look like an idiot. And mind you, at this point, everyone knew, innit. Everyone apart from him knew that I knew.
Can I ask you a question? Do you not feel like you burnt bridges in telling him that the people that told him that told you?
No, they're still friends.
What do you mean they're still friends?
They're still friends.
What, bro. He's friends with them?
Still friends with them.
To be fair, okay, if he's in the wrong, then there's not really much he can do. Like,
No.
I guess.
So, like, but that the maddest thing was I was going out with the girl that obviously goes to the sixth form. So I've gone to the sixth form now and like I see them sitting there and I'll go and I'm like, oh, are you ready to go? And then he's like, oh, let me talk to you. And I was like, girlfriend. That's literally the only thing that could come out of my mouth. Because let me tell you, me and this guy had like, bro, I would have married him.
Boy,
on the spot.
That's what, see,
that's tough.
That's why I didn't have the energy to argue with him. I did not have the energy to argue with him,
because
I'm there thinking, you have been my best friend through so much bullshit, you have seen what I've gone through, and you have now you're coming to add this bullshit after 2 years of fucking together and you're doing this bullshit. It was actually quite, bruh.
So did you not think to ask yourself, because like I said, there's always signs.
You
can't be fucking with someone unprotected as well.
No, it was protected
every time.
The mm-hmm. assumption, mad.
For exactly. There you go. For 2 years, unprotected, and you're not doing up girlfriend, boyfriend. You got to ask yourself.
I didn't want it.
There's still signs.
No. We acted like it. I didn't want it because he asked in the beginning. I said no. I didn't want it. Simple facts being, I was going through a lot personally, that me taking on someone's emotions and shit was not going to do too much for me. And he understood the situation. But when I was like, okay, when we finally had the conversation and it was like, so how long have you been with her, type of thing? And he was telling me 4 years and I'm there thinking,
half of the relationship I was there like two women.
I was like, yeah, when I tell you, I could not argue. I couldn't. When you like someone a lot, yeah, like when you like someone a lot, you cannot come to the terms of like, I'm going to now argue with you. Like, I just couldn't. And it's like every time he left, that's when I would argue. I'm there like, I should have said this, I should have said that. Mm-hmm. But then when he's sitting in front, I'm like, girlfriend, that's literally the only thing that could come out of my mouth.
Just take the knife and stab me while you're at it.
And then apparently the girlfriend found out about who I was, but it was mad.
Did she follow you on Insta or Snap or something like that?
It was mad. So this is like back in the day when we used to work at Stadium.
Mm.
I remember getting to the stadium, like it was Arsenal, and I was like, damn, I don't know, but this girl looks so familiar. Like, I've seen her on someone's socials. She turns around properly. You know when a girl knows about a girl, yeah?
She knows about
you.
She
will look at you like, I'm just there like, you know, this girl is doing up, down, kissing teeth. Blah, blah, blah. I'm there thinking,
isn't she in the year below us?
She's 2 years below us.
Damn.
And I was just like, you've been with this girl for 4 years. It wasn't adding up, because the guy's your age. So I'm there thinking,
how old are you?
25.
Exactly.
96 baby and all that.
So it's gang, like,
what do you mean? I'm the gang, last gang? One. I'm the very last
because
one.
Like, gang, gang. So I was just like, raw. So I'm there thinking, this girl's really looking at me up and down, like there's a problem, innit? These times me and him were meeting after me working. So I'm there like, what's going on? So now I come back home, I've been added on Snapchat. This is when like you could add someone that's close to you, like, you know. So I'm there like, I've been added on Snapchat. Now these weekends are starting to make sense. I'm starting to see him, you know, on the opposite side of the table. I'm starting to see him in apartment. I'm starting to see him in the bed. So I'm there thinking, girlfriend, the girlfriend has found me. I'm there like, the girlfriend has found me. I'm there like, I did not look for you. Why are you looking for me? Like, okay, you want to rub it in my face?
See, that's a whole topic in its own. Like, why does the girlfriend then feel the need to like, okay, now I'm going to rub it in the side thing's face that...
Ha, I have him, you don't.
Yeah. Girl, let me tell you something.
Okay. At this
No. Let me tell you something. Once I found out about the girlfriend, I realized he did not belong to me. He belonged to the whole
community. Congregation.
Because
when I continued asking around, mind you, yeah, the way me and this guy like started even talking was a thing of my friend liked him. Do you get what I mean? So my girl liked him. And then I was like, oh my God, I know him. Like, I will just chat to him for you. And you know them ones there when you're in school with people and you're just like, oh, hi, on a high and by like basis. Yeah. But then one day I was like, oh, like, what are you doing? Like, he's like, nothing. I was like, oh, let me call you. And then I'm starting to tell him like, oh, my friend likes you, blah, blah, blah. He's like, what are you saying though? And I'm like, oh, okay.
Wow.
I was like, oh. So I text my friend and I was like, he's not trying to get to know you. Like, he's asking me what I'm saying. And then she was like, what did you tell him? I was like, I told him I have my own situations going on. Like, I'm not saying anything to him, bruv. But.
What face did he make? Do it again. He's looking. Like I said, do it again.
Do it again.
He's looking at me like I owe him an explanation for your
behavior. Listen.
Oh my God.
Listen, yeah. If the man's not feeling ya, he ain't feeling ya. It's the same way. Like, guys man, go to girls. No. Guys do that as well.
It's not like that though.
No, guys. Ooh, don't guys, you dare. It's not like they that. They send the pengus friend and say, oh, my boy, you see my boy there. The don't do friend. That, bro.
You be coming here. What are you talking about?
I don't want your No. They will send the pengus friend. Yeah, they'll come in and send the pengus friend. And then you're there thinking, oh, the pengus friend has come to speak to me. No. He's out here doing motivation for the one in the corner.
What's wrong with the one in the corner?
Why is everything, he not speaking for himself?
Maybe he ain't got that. He lacks that sort of confidence, though. You understand, yeah? Talking to a girl, it's like an art to it.
Oh my God, talking to men is an art.
Not necessarily.
Ooh, don't.
All you got to do is fling cookie upon them and that's it.
No.
Trying to man them is not really that hard from a girl's perspective. I don't think so anyway.
Really?
I don't think so.
No.
Really?
It's hard.
Alright, cool. Let me break it down for you.
It's hard.
I just spent the whole evening looking at you.
Alright, let me break it down for you.
Pedo. See, listen. You can't. You can't do
first
things
of all,
like
most
that.
Of the when men I go for are at least 2 years older than me.
No. Okay, listen. Oh, it's creepy. It's creepy. If a man stood there and watched you the whole evening,
exchanging
is that your way
glances,
of moving to a man?
We're just looking at each other. And
no. What the hell? Because one Charlie will come and out grind herself on him, and that's the end of that.
The name is what it is. You're not my man. I just met you that night. Why
you
am I going to be upset?
I mean? No, but talking to men is like, oh,
because
like,
I want Charlie.
Let me break it down for you. Yeah. So online dating.
Mm-hmm.
For every 10 likes a man will get.
Okay.
Say, for example, you two, mm-hmm. You will receive at least 50.
Okay.
Right. So let's put this into like a real
life situation. Like I said, yes.
Say for every guy that goes out there clubbing, let's say a clubbing scene, this is more times where a man and pick up gal and all of that. I don't know how it is now, but a clubbing situation. Everyone's dancing, sweating up, whatever, red hair, tear.
Sweating, okay? Indeed.
Exactly. Wait. Everyone's licked off of AU, vodka, Hennessy, whatever it is you're sipping that night, yeah? So, gal them, you man, you can go on dance floor and dance on yourselves, do whatever you want, have a good time, yeah? And in that, during that night, you'll have at least 8, 9, probably 10 guys try and come up to you and chat to you. If not chat to you, they're going to try and buy you a drink. If not try and buy you a drink, they're going to try and cop a wine off of you.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Man them, we've got clubbing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've got the man them that just chill in the back, mm-hmm. drinks in their hands.
What type of men? Yeah. Oh, I love those men.
And just, you know,
they're there to catch a vibe.
You know, bust a quick 1-2 step when their tune comes on.
I love men like that.
You've got the man that come in, dripped out, Omari this, you know, Gucci that, all of that. You've got them type of man them, yeah. Now, the man them in the back, they ain't going to come up to you and chat to you.
I'll go.
You go chat to them.
I'll go. I love men like that.
In the back?
Yeah. He goes there to catch a vibe.
Those are the man them that are considered the ones in the corner.
Yeah.
Okay, I do like a one in the corner then. I don't mind a one in the corner, but I'm just saying, yeah. Some of the one...
you can go up to him in a corner and chat to him, but he's not going to come up to you because that's the...
Yeah, but listen.
That as someone that
neither do I. Boy. Let me tell you something. I've been rejected.
Mm. Yeah, it's different for a girl, though.
Huh? No, I've been rejected.
Well, rejected as in you moved to a guy and he turned you down.
It's different for
I haven't moved to him directly, but I've been rejected.
It's different.
No, I've been rejected.
Man, and I feel like differently though, like because people are watching.
Who told you we don't?
Nah, it's different for random. Imagine that guy in the corner leaves his corner that he's been holding for a good hour. Come see.
My guy's talking about it like it's a seat.
Yeah, it's a seat. He leaves that corner.
It feels like a seat sometimes because as soon as you move, someone's gonna come and
someone.
I get that.
Take your corner and you position yourself in a nice place. You can see everything. You know what I'm saying?
So you can see everything that's happening.
He leaves this corner. He sees a girl who's trying to catch a wine. He goes up to her, and this is why I know you gal are mad, innit? You will never turn around and see if that guy's good looking or not. Yeah, you have a friend over there somewhere that's giving you a signal, and she's like, "Hey,
no,
lock it off." Mm. Yeah, this brother doesn't even know what's going on, so he's going up here thinking, "Yeah, I'm gonna control this wine."
I feel like that happens to me a lot.
Call me champagne papi out here. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, did you say champagne papi?
Yeah, controller. Controller. He's about to catch control this wine on all that, yeah.
No.
Gal turns around like that and then gets up in front of everyone. Forget about just a man them. In front of everyone on the
dance floor. I'll whine away.
That's disrespect.
That
will mash up a man's confidence alone.
Sorry, man. Oh, sorry to them.
It's better than me leading you on.
Yeah, 100. But like it's that look that look there, yeah. That's make or break.
Doesn't mean you're ugly. You just might not be her type.
That's make or break, though, man. It is. In a dancing
situation. Listen. You might come behind me and you look like my ex. My friends have the audacity to tell me no.
Hey.
If you come and look like my ex and my friends say no, I'm moving. It's not necessarily that you're ugly. That's the thing. Like a lot of guys and girls do take it the wrong way.
I'm gonna get called crazy for saying this, but I don't feel like the secondary school atmosphere has really left us really
no it soon. Hasn't you're right
because that situation there that I just put out is going to be in a group chat and a man in a group chat,
yeah,
and he's going to get cussed, he's going to get violated, like, mm-hmm. Hey, yo, that girl, she did this, that, and referred to you, like, you get cussed out. Standard, like, cussing each other out is part of our culture, you know what I'm saying? We do that, but in a space where mental health is a whole thing and all of that,
yeah. You have to be slow. Like, you have to mind what you're saying. Yeah,
very techie. It's sensitive now. People are mad sensitive now, innit?
No, but in all honesty, yeah, it's not always he's ugly. I don't think it's a that thing. I don't think it's always, oh, you're ugly, don't come behind me. Yeah. You might look like my ex, bruv. If you look like my ex, like, my friends would be like, nah, Maria, like, nah, I'm not continuing the wine.
Wanna go there again?
I won't embarrass you. I won't embarrass you. I'll probably, like, you know, whine away. Like, we do that a lot. Like, we don't just stand and then just be like, no, go away.
I have done that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was whining by myself, good and well, and someone coming in.
Good and well.
I said, no, I'm back in. I'm against the wall for a reason, love. You're not gonna come and scoot yourself behind me.
And you Portuguese Angolans, yeah, their thing is mad because you've lot have got this thing called the Taj, yeah. That there has broken up plenty family homes. And poor girl, she's there just trying to show that, you know, she can
why
dance
is your head
and all of that.
Like that? I feel you.
We've done that.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
I haven't done anything.
No, I'm saying your people have done it.
Oh, yeah. They've,
you know, the poor women, they're out there just trying to show that they can dance.
Are you
and
doing
all of
number
that.
Count in your head?
Well, that
there's
touch,
a video of this
there.
Guy. He what was it? So, for those of you who don't know, what Bunny's talking about is, what's it? Takashinya?
Kizomba.
Takashinya is more, what do you call it? It's more personal.
That laugh is cheeky.
It's more personal. It's very rubber dub kind of situation.
That's
so
PG. That's very PG for what it is. It makes Jamaican things look.
Is it like?
And the mad thing is because you're facing the person.
Yeah.
You're both facing each other. And you're
grinding
on each other.
Is it the one with the leg in the middle?
Yeah.
Oh my! That's
you don't
my
have
fun.
To have your leg in the middle. Some people take it to extreme.
That's some strictly.
Some will even hop on the person's lap and everything. So
it's mad.
Bad.
Yeah. It's a problem. Even amongst our own people, like I will beat the shit out of you if you do that. There's levels to it. There's levels to it. You can't be getting that close to my man.
Yeah, that Taj thing that is mad.
Yeah, no.
It's very mad.
What do you call it?
Taj.
Why do you call it that?
Because that's that, you know, when the man and the girl do that thing there, that's Taj, isn't it?
Yeah. Is this a North London thing?
Must be.
Oh, my God.
Taj.
Yeah, so you lot's thing is...
It's crazy. It's not just the Jamaica, the Caribbean, sorry.
Yeah, that thing is... It's,
I feel like African people, we've always been sexual.
Yeah.
It's like, it's in our... it's in our history.
In our what? DNA? Is that what you want to say?
I thought you were about to say something. That sounds like that.
No. It's in our history.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like because of like...
Shout out Miss Banks.
We've always been sexual. Like, we've actually always been sexual. It's a thing of, you know, when, you know, like, religion came about. I don't mean to be rude, but when religion came about, that's when we started being all, you know, oh my God, reservative. Ha, what's
conservative?
The word, please? I don't know. Please, someone help.
I'm trying. I don't know.
Catch me before I fall.
Phone a friend.
what the hell's the word called?
Conservative.
Something there. You know what I mean?
Imagine with the other guy, conservatory.
Blood fire.
Sorry.
No, I don't know what the word is, but like
we more reserved. You keep
yeah,
to yourself.
We've started this whole like, bro. When I go to Uganda, yeah, there's enough women walking out with their boobs out, just like that.
You know,
she's come out to wash the dish to wash. It's swinging side to side, bro. The last time I went to, I saw my grandmother's boobs. At first, I was uncomfortable.
Yeah, because you know.
But then I was like, oh. But then I was like, this is their normal
culture as well, where for a woman to be
breastfeeding as well.
For a woman to be classed as modest and whatnot, she has to cover from head to whatever.
Yeah.
And even with breastfeeding, it's because men.
It's not men.
Society has sexualized
exactly
boobs. So when women are breastfeeding, something that's what the boobs are made for, breastfeed. People do it, when women do it in public, it's looked as a, oh, why would you do that? You're embarrassing yourself. That's disgraceful. It's disgusting. No one wants to see that. Da-da-da-da. I'm like, bro.
Who told you?
Let it be known right now. Yeah. Let someone try and tell me that my girl can't breastfeed my ute in public. If the ute needs
the child
to,
is
like,
hungry.
Milk,
what do you want me to do?
Suck your mum, bruv. This whole pumping thing as well is long for you, girl, as well. So don't be telling her you can pump yourself. Shut up, man.
It's long. It's convenient if you're far away or away for a long period of time, but I just breastfeed the child and call it a day. God,
If you dare tell me, see me.
My own breasts. Is it going
see
in your
how,
mouth?
No. I'm just deep in it because if you think you can come and talk to me about not breastfeeding my child, the way I would slap you before you finish that sentence. See me, I'm good at multitasking. I'll continue.
You
are you mad?
Hey, listen, we're in the West, you know. They've got child services.
Child service? Like, who said my child being raised here? Please.
Exactly. So you ain't going to have that problem.
I don't. I'm going to grow up where I can. I'm going to grow up.
I'm going to raise them.
See, this is how you know I'm not ready. I said I'm going to grow up. My child has to grow up in a place where I can discipline them well, and they can understand what like
discipline
the world.
Them well,
yes.
Explain. Elaborate.
I'm not. You're looking at me like I'm about to hit a child. It's not. It's not a that thing. Like, I feel like a lot of parents in this country, in this Western society, are very scared of speaking to kids in a certain way that they will understand. Do you get
understand
what I mean?
Understand boundaries and that
exactly.
You need to stop doing that.
Mate, when I came to this country and I heard the first shut up, mum.
All right, cool, fair enough. Yeah, if you're trying to tell you to shut up. Yeah.
Shut up,
I dare you. Okay, cool.
I am a free spirit person anyway, so I'm naturally going to be a free spirit parent. I want to know what's going on in my kid's life. That's where I find like a lot of disconnect with me and my parents. Like, you're telling me a lot of like, this is what you need to go school, do this, get married, have kids. So what else am I gonna do? Like,
there's no room for anything.
So I have to sneak and do these things. Do you get what I mean?
See,
and
I
when people come and now sneak and do these things, it's a thing of like,
you're
a bad person. Yeah, no, I'm not a bad person. Yeah. It's just because you did not let me explore who I am. Now I've had to go and do
these
madness.
Yourself. Yeah,
exactly.
Should have been there guiding you in it.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. See, that's if God blesses me and I ever have a daughter. Not gonna lie, yeah. I'm not saying I don't want to know when she decides to get boyfriends and all that, but bring them to the yard, innit?
That's what I said. I need to meet these people. I just want to meet these people. And you know what?
Honestly.
It gives them a sort of understanding. You cannot chat to her anyhow. Because I find like a lot of like, okay, cool. For example, I'm going to give myself as an example. No man has ever dared to call me a bitch.
Mm.
And if they have, it's been in a playing context.
Mm.
It's never been a we're arguing and he comes out and says,
"Shut
bitch.
The fuck up, you
bitch." Yeah, like he's never, because he knows where I come from. I have people in my corner. You're not going to speak to me anyhow.
Mm.
But then there's a lot of females that are on a wagon of, I don't care what my people say about you. You know, like my ex. We had one argument and then we went to my friend's birthday. The way everyone was looking at him, this man felt like he wanted the chair to swallow him. He had no choice but to be there. He had no choice but to be there. Yeah. But the way when we got back, the stories that I was getting, I was there like,
oh, it's supposed to be crazy.
Ooh, it wasn't even crazy. That's the thing. It's the thing of like, you can't speak to me a certain, like, I'm like, I don't know. I show so much love that if you speak to me even
In the slightest
disrespect, it's just going to rub me the wrong way, because I do not, like,
that's not what I do to you.
That's not what I do to you. Exactly. You know, even like, I don't argue with men. If you piss me off, I will do something that pisses you off 10 times worse. And it's a thing of, I don't have time to argue with you. We're here
I'm
to
not the only toxic one.
No. 100%. I'm not saying you are.
She's
my
even
whole
topping
thing,
me right now.
Yeah, you're taking out for that.
No, it's like, why am I going to go out of my way? Yeah. And like, let's say, so one quick example, me and my ex had an argument about certain people that I was following and certain people he was following, but he was like, well, I'm not speaking to them a certain type of way. And I was like, I'm not speaking to these people a certain type of way. If they're popping up to me and I'm letting you know as my man what's going on and I block them,
what's the problem?
And then he's decided to do this whole, see, I take words so seriously, especially in a relationship. Bro, the day a man tells me I'm disrespecting him, I better be doing it for real. He said, I'm disrespecting. I did not hear anything else of that sentence. I was like, I'm disrespecting you.
Where's the disrespect in that? If you're letting
By not listening by to not what listening he's asking.
What he's asking, but stop following these people. Stop following these people. But the thing is, yeah, if people are going to follow me and I know them, why am I not going to follow them back? And it's a thing of, if they move mad, then I cut them off.
Yeah, no.
I don't message back. I don't do that back and forth thing. Oh, hey, sexy. Oh, hey, what do you want? I don't do what you want. Mm. Bye. Block. That's the end of that.
What's dude's problem?
His problem was that when I asked for him to do the exact same thing.
He used that as a rebuttal.
He was like, oh.
Battle rap. I'm very heavy on that shit.
He was on the flex of, oh, like, you're disrespecting. The minute he said the word, you're disrespecting me, I carried that. I was like, define disrespecting, because I want you to understand what you're actually accusing me. Bruv, we will go to the court of law for this shit.
Court of law, Yana.
Like, the minute, you know, the certain words that you don't say to someone that's your partner, like, you don't, if I'm definitely not disrespecting you, don't say that. If I'm not being disloyal, don't say
you
that.
You even know that these people are popping up to me. Where's the disrespect?
Exactly. Like, what
am I hiding?
His whole thing is like, he wanted access
to what,
to the
my Instagram.
I said, honey, no. I was like, no.
You know, I've done that before. Never again.
You gave you a guy gave access to your
Instagram. We both exchanged passwords for Instagram.
See, why would you do that?
I was 17. Leave me alone.
Of see, course okay, you... Oh, enough, my God. It enough. Was that. Oh, please.
It was after that, actually. Was it?
I don't was even it? Know.
That's where you got asked the question. No. Though, like, why the man them will go out and say, I want a bad B. Cool.
You then can't
get,
handle it.
Then they get a bad B, and a bad B does bad B things, and then you got
she
issues.
She gets bad B attention.
Exactly, she gets bad B attention.
You know, when I walk down the strip, what do you think niggas are gonna do?
Look,
like, they turn their necks,
bruh.
Like me, I'm not. If you're getting DMs, let me see this DM. Let's laugh with them.
We,
let's laugh
do at you
them
get people, what? You know what I'm saying? Can we let's just giggle?
Shit. Let's do that shit. Let's
and we're going to look shit. At your DMs as well. Don't be thinking you're going to get
can
out
can we
there.
Just giggle?
If I got social media for that shit. But yeah.
No, but like, I'm just, I was so baffled.
I don't get that.
And I was just like,
you're doing, are you not also disrespecting me then? Are we not like, just disrespecting
I was like,
each
okay,
other
can
at
I
this
just
point?
Can I just point something out to you? That you'll follow, like, the people that majority, okay, cool, you're saying you're not following them, but the people that are following you are really women, like a lot of them. And like, I can't, it's like, it's the thing about relationship, this that's, is why to till this day I cannot, I need to, you, we need to compromise. If I can't meet someone where we meet in the middle, it's okay, bruv. Being single is not a crime. Mm-hmm. I can continue this part.
I mean, I've been there before. Why can't I go
I've
back?
Been here for a very long time.
Oh my God, my whole life, you know? At this point.
My whole adult life.
Hey, you'd rather be single than be stuck in a relationship. That's not going nowhere.
Ooh, child, let me tell you about
that. It's not even, it's not, yes, there's that point as well, but it's like, there was a lot of like manipulation. There was a lot of like,
would you say that was codependency?
What do you mean? What's that word mean?
But you relied on him.
You've used this word before and I've told you to stop it.
Stop. Let's just find the definition at this point.
Yeah.
Do you want to?
He was like, oh, you're studying psychology and you don't know what this is. I'm there like, oh, please. I'm there but I'm not there.
Excessive emotional or psychological reliance on a partner, typically one who requires support on account of an illness or addiction. Well, I don't know about the illness
I was
and
not
addiction.
Addicted.
No,
you can be addicted to, what is it?
If you can't hang around like your friends, if your man's busy.
Basically what I was doing last year.
Yeah. If your man's busy, that's when you want to hang out with your gal then.
Oh no. I've always been I'm busy. I'm doing something with my friends.
That's cool.
So I've never been codependent on him, but I liked having him around, if you get what I mean. He would be if my friends are busy, I'm going to him.
Yeah.
But if my friends are calling me, then tough. You know. And then obviously after we broke up, he told me this one line and I don't know, like I started questioning myself, and then he was like, he felt in the relationship by himself.
Men women always do some shit like that after you give up.
I was there like, I was like, we were sitting in the car and I looked at him and I was like, which relationship were you in alone? And I went to him, you know, I deep words.
Just when
go so I need you, I need you to come and now, I need you to come and now.
Is this when you're broken up, yeah?
Yeah, we had like, this was last year. So like, yeah, we had called it quits. Like,
so you're just having back and forth now. Like, I'm going to take a shot, you could take a shot.
No. It was he came on the thing of, oh, let's talk. Like, let everyone, like, move on. And I was there thinking, I've been moving on, nigga.
Let's talk.
And I was like, we all know what that means. It didn't happen though. Means. But anyway, so I was just like, okay, cool. We can talk about it. And then he was like, oh, I felt like in the relationship I was in alone. I was like, I'm sorry you felt like that. Because at this point, no. At this point, I had, bruh, do you know the amount? After me and this guy broke up, I tried, like, I pushed myself to basically make it work. I pushed it. And now it's like, I don't.
In this life.
In this dunya.
You ain't been in one.
We need to find you shame.
You ain't been in a relationship.
No. Jesus. That man dreams.
You still got.
And when I see, no, I'm healed. But when I see him and he smiles at me, I'm there thinking, keep your teeth inside your fucking...